Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Terrio Media.
Hi, I'm Matt Terrio, and I help busy, unfulfilled professionals build part-time and full-time real estate investing businesses, but not how you might think. You see, people, they come to me even though they may have a decent paying, stable job, but if you ask them, they'd say that they're tired of working for someone else. And they're really at a loss as to what they can even do about it. So what they do is they go out and they try all these shiny objects, these get-rich-quick schemes that they see everywhere, and they get frustrated by all that, and they just kind of come back to their old get-rich-slowly plan. And what I tell them is, that sounds like an even bigger scam if you really look at the facts. Let's do the math. And that's exactly what we're going to do today on today's episode of Financial Freedom Friday. So there are countless get-rich-quick scams out there that you got to watch out for. And this, what it's done is it's pushed people towards exercising ultimate patience and getting rich slowly. I mean, that's a big trend. That's a thing now. Because get rich quick, that sounds way too good to be true, right? So it must be. And getting rich slowly sounds too horrible to be false. So it too must be true, right? Well, let's look at it. Oh, and by the way, if you're happy with where you are financially and you like the road that you're traveling, don't listen to me. I got nothing for you here. I don't want to interfere with your satisfaction. I don't want to interfere with your happiness. But if you're failing financially or not succeeding in the way that you like, you need to stay tuned right here. Alrighty? So first, let's define rich. And I'm speaking specifically about money. We're not talking philosophically rich. We're talking about money. So what number would have you feeling rich? That's going to be different for everyone. So let's just agree that just for the sake of this video and the interest of efficient communication, we'll say that rich is $1 million. $1 million. Got it? All right. Now, if you understand that $1 million is not what it used to be, well, first, you'd be right. And second, it's only going to make what I'm about to show you even more compelling. So for now, we'll go with $1 million. It is what it is. And what that's going to do, what we're going to look at is if we had $1 million, what would that give us at a 6% return? Right? What could we do with that? If we were going to withdraw, say, $100K a year, we'll do $100K a year. And that equals $8K a month. All right? And that would actually put us in a 24% tax bracket. And then what we'll do to compensate for inflation, we'll increase the withdrawal by 2% each year. Okay, so we'll do a 2% increase in income. We'll do that annually. All right. So how long would our $1 million last if we did that? How long would it last? Well, it lasts 140 months, just shy of 12 years. You see that? 12 years, yep. And at the end of 12 years, it would be worth zero. It would be all gone. See? $1 million is not quite what it used to be, right? And 100K a year, that's really not classified as rich either. I mean, you got to 4 times that $100,000 just to make it into the 1% club. But let's just keep going. Let's roll with it. So we're comparing apples to apples as much as we possibly can. All right, so what I'm about to show you, it's only going to get worse if your definition of rich is bigger than $1 million. But the point is going to get made here either way. All right, so we've got a few different ways we can go about making our million. So how are we going to do that? So one way is we could save our way. We could save our way to $1 million. And let's say we saved $1,000 a month. How many months? And we'll keep it nice and safe. We're going to keep it under the mattress. And so how long would it take for us to save that $1 million, $1,000 a month? It's going to take 83 years. It's a long time, right? So I guess if that's the way you're going to go about it, if you haven't started saving, you better get started, right? But you wouldn't do that, right? No, we wouldn't do that. That'd be silly. We want to take advantage of all that compound interest thing, that compound interest thing that the financial planners are always talking about. I mean, after all, they call it the eighth wonder of the world, right? So let's say you found a really good, safe mutual fund. I'll just abbreviate here. Mutual fund. Okay, we found a nice, safe one that's going to average a 6% return. It's going to average 6%. And as long as you're invested in that, it'll average 6%. And the average annual return of a mutual fund over the last 20 years, by the way, it's just shy of 5%. If you don't believe me, Google it. I'm going to be really optimistic, though, and I'm going to give you an extra point here for this example. So at 6%, how long will it take to get to your $1 million? Okay? It's going to take 30 years. 30 years. Better than the 83 years, right? That's for sure. But again, you should probably get started right away if you haven't already. Oh, but don't get too excited here. If you find this 30 years acceptable, mutual funds, they've got fees. So let's say you found a really good mutual fund. You got one at 6%. Let's say it's got a 1% fee annually. All right, 1% annually. That would bring your balance down to $808,000, right? That 1% fee reduces it to $808K. That 1% fee costs you $200,000. It's amazing, right? It's gonna cost you $200,000 over that period because that compound interest thing that your financial planner told you about, it works both ways. Those fees, they compound too. All right, so you're gonna have to work an extra 5 years or so to make that up just to reach your $1 million goal. And then you better not live longer than the 12 years because that $1 million, that's gonna be gone. And then what are you gonna do? All right, let's try something else. Let's go really, really crazy. Let's go really, really crazy. Let's say you found an investment that doubled every year. Let's see, just investment, it's going to double every year. Can you see that? Investment doubled every year. Okay, good. And then, that's compounding for sure. And let's say there are zero fees. Okay, zero fees. And the barrier to entry for this investment, super simple, really low, really easy. Anyone can do this. You only need $1. You only need $1 to get in there. And that's gonna double every year. We can all do that, right? Of course we can. And if it doubled every year, how long would it take you to get to your your $1 million? That's gonna take 20 years. Getting a little better, but that's an exceptional investment. All right, I don't know where you find that, but I'm just gonna give that to you. Sound good? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You'd sign up for that, of course. I would too. That's a really good investment, doubles every year. But wait, what are the tax implications on something like this? You know, just like your investment, just like the fees, taxes, they compound too. That eighth wonder of the world is not sounding so fantastic anymore, is it? So at 13%, let me see if I find a different color here. Taxes, I guess we should put that in red. So if this was taxed 13% annually, just a 13% tax bracket, I live in California. That's just my state tax. That 20 years, it takes your $1 million all the way down to $250,000. It kills 3/4 of it. And then if you had the federal tax, 28%, that would take your $1 million all the way down to $51,000. Incredible, right? And if you went to 39%, that's gonna be something very, very low. All right, so, we can keep on going. I'm not going to factor in inflation. I mean, how low can we go? We're almost already at zero. So here are the things that I want you to look at. First, it's almost impossible for the average person to save their way to riches. The math just doesn't work. And the average person just can't put enough away. The average person can't put $1,000 away a month. Second, if the average person were able to put enough away, it's going to take great sacrifice. And third, for those that actually do make it, the best years of their lives are behind them. And there, right there, there lies the get-rich-slowly scam that no one is telling you about. You're not going to get rich. You're going to make huge sacrifices along the way trying to make it work. And you're going to waste at least half of your life before you realize you're out of time. So, I don't know, if you look at that, is that all that different than the typical get-rich-quick scam? Pretty much the same result, right? Here's the deal. We each only have 4 to 5 decades to make this work. We got 4 to 5 good decades of working capacity. So I'd ask you, which decade are you in right now? How many more do you have left? What can you do to actually get rich? And do it while you're still young enough to enjoy it. All right, I'm gonna give you 3 steps. Okay, so this is 3 steps. To get rich. At the very least, it's a really strong starting point, okay? So number one, getting rich is going to take some sacrifice. I didn't say this is gonna be easy. There's no way around that. It's gonna take some sacrifice. But rather than making the sacrifice to save a nickel, as people like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman will advise you to do, make the sacrifice to earn a buck instead. Because if the sacrifice is inevitable, whether you choose a fast or slow method, get out of the save a nickel mode and shift into earn a buck mode. Okay? Earn a buck mode. So that's number one. Number two, shift your focus now from investing to save money to investing to create income. Here's what I mean. Focus on the $8,000 a month you're gonna live on as opposed to the $1 million you need to save to create it, which is only gonna last you 12 years anyway. So that's the second thing. Invest for income. All right. Third one. Now it's time to just choose your investment vehicle and go. And based on what we've been talking about, we need something that generates income. We need something that calculates the ROI post fees. And the third thing, it grows in a tax sheltered environment. And that would be, you guessed it, income real estate. So follow these 3 steps and most people can accomplish in 4 years what 95% of the population is unable to do in 40 years. I mean, it's still 4 years, so it's not necessarily get rich quick, but certainly it's get rich quicker and getting rich permanently. And if you'd like some help, we can show you how to do it at reiace.com, or we can just do it for you at cashflowsavvy.com. I'm Matt Theriault, and I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.